Hello, everyone. Welcome to the final edition of Soup and Science for the academic year 09-10. This is an event we've been putting on since 2000. I've been doing this all week. I can't even remember my lines. Since 2000, I think it's 2006, actually, we started it. Yeah, 2006, around this time. And it was a trick we stole from departments. Here's what happened. Across the university, from about 2001, and I apologize to people who've heard me say this before, from about 2001, we've been hiring about 100 professors a year. Most of the professors in the Faculty of Science at McGill have been hired now since 2001. And there's been such a turnover that people have lost track who everybody is. In my department, we weren't sure who was a professor, a grad student, or an undergraduate student. So what was done in different departments is they had little get-togethers so people could meet each other, sometimes for the first time. The professors, typically, the only thing we have in common is science. So these things often involved short presentations about what the person did scientifically, and then they get together for cookies and coffee or something like that. So we thought it was a good idea, and also a way that we could show the undergraduates here what are the opportunities for them to do research at McGill. McGill's one of the top research universities in the world, and one of the advantages of being a student here is you get an opportunity to experience some of that from different ways. And some of them, 16 ways to get involved in, was shown on these flash on these overheads before. So the format is we'll have four presentations today. Each will be no more than exactly 3 minutes long. And then following that, there will be skill testing questions, display of athletic prowess, and then, And then, I don't know sometimes. And then the profs will go outside and grab their lunch, sort of jump the line. And I would encourage all of you to go up and talk to the profs who are here today. People enjoy talking about the research a lot, so don't be shy, don't be worried about asking dumb questions or anything like that. Just go up and talk to them about what they do or where there might be opportunities in related areas to do something. It's a great advantage. I've talked to a lot of people who graduated from McGill many years ago, and there's not a single person, whatever they ended up doing, who regrets having the intellectual experience of being involved in real research that changes the world at McGill. Everybody talks about that in the fondest of ways, which is why we've kind of institutionalized it in the university, in the Faculty of Science. Okay, so I'm the Dean of Science, so I'm kind of the spokes guy for science. But science is not only done in the Faculty of Science, it's done in practically all the faculties in the university. And so through the week, we've had people from the Ag campus, and we've had people from medicine, and not this year, but other years, we've had people from music and from the Faculty of Arts and so forth. Because of the breadth of science in the modern world and what it does. Okay, today's speakers are Dan Bernard from Pharmacology, Melanie Dirks from Psychology, Dave Stevens from Math and Stats, and Jerome Waldespool from Computer Science. Margaret Kolasko is going to be here, but she had to go to Ottawa at the last minute, so Margaret has presented in the past, and we'll get her to present in the future. She's really good, really interesting scientist. The people who do this work are certainly not me. I am here for my close-ups and I'm not sure what I do this televising thing at all, but I guess we're stuck with it. But I'm kind of like the straight man for the whole thing. And the people who actually do the work are sort of behind the scenes, typically wearing T-shirts so that you'll be able to recognize them. First, I'd like to recognize that we have an undergraduate research officer, so administrative details about being involved in undergraduate research and taking advantage of those opportunities. Talk to Victor. Victor is wearing a Soup and Science T-shirt, one of the first ones, actually, from the first year. And he is, I'm pretty sure, the tallest man in the room. Okay? He's like 6'6 or something. The other people have done things that I'd like to just briefly recognize are Catherine Peterson, Kelly Cornford, Alba Ferfaro, Cisa Pinero, and the volunteers from the Science Undergraduate Society.